Chapter 1. The Captain. Ship's Log. July 17, 1703. Caught an English vessel, bound for the Spanish Main. Ordered the men to slash the sails before abandoning the Queen's Navy at sea. We'll be days away before they can repair the damage. I ordered 3 women bound for Puerto Cabello to be transferred aboard the Wolfsbane. They should raise a hefty ransom. Their jewelry alone could fetch enough money to feed my crew for 6 months. I closed the logbook, dropped the quill onto my desk, then leaned back in my chair and propped my feet up. I pulled the velvet pouch from my belt and poured its contents onto the table. I sifted through the assortment of rings and baubles, my fingers deftly gliding across the surface of smooth golden rings and necklaces, bejeweled with sapphires and rubies. Seldom had I seen so many treasures come from one booty, let alone from 3 passengers. The bounty from the women would have more than covered the risk of attacking an English naval vessel. Idly, my fingers toyed with a necklace. The gold cross contrasted sharply against my black glove. I turned the cross in my palm, studying it intently. There was an inscription worn into the metal. I stared intensely, trying to read the faded printing. Alexis. I wondered which of my guests it belonged to. Certainly not the mother. Surely she wouldn't wear such a plain necklace. Not the high and mighty Duchess de Vale. One of the daughters, then. Which one? The sobbing brunette with the pouty lips, or the blonde? The one who stared at me openly, meeting my gazes squarely, refusing to look away even as I threatened to reach down the bodice of her dress for the coin purse I was certain she had hidden. Her captivating verdant eyes held me entranced upon the deck of the burning ship, nearly making me forget my cause. The door of my cabin creaked open. I quickly looked up, aggravated by the intrusion. A tall man with a sturdy build, a neatly trimmed mustache, and with brown graying hair, stood just inside my doorway. Vincent. My quartermaster closed the door and walked a short distance across the cabin. He laid his astrolabe atop our navigational maps on the desk and glanced at the pile of jewelry. I watched as he paced the open window. He stood silently, staring out to sea, hands clasped behind his back. My gaze shifted to the necklace I held in my hand. I absently stared at the inscription, my finger tracing Alexis's name etched in the metal. "What troubles you, Vincent?" He turned his attention away from the window, his hand still clasped behind his back, and a deep frown marred his features. "I don't much appreciate the business of taking women prisoners." I stared at Vincent, not quite believing what I was hearing. I arched one eyebrow in puzzlement. "The men could be distracted by them. There could very well be some..." He cleared his throat. "Complications." "The crew signed the captain's articles before coming aboard. The penalty for harming women is death by hanging."
"A slip of paper isn't going to stop a man from doing what comes naturally, Chris. You should realize that better than anybody."
His deep baritone voice dropped to a hushed whisper.
"What do you suppose would happen if your crew discovered their captain was really a woman?"
My head snapped up, eyes locked with Vincent's. He held my gaze. I felt my gut clench. I knew if my crew discovered my secret, they would turn on me in an instant.
"That's not going to happen. I've taken every precaution." "Even with every safeguard, the chance of your true identity being discovered is still a consideration."
Vincent sat on the edge of my desk, leaning closer.
"Thus far, you've evaded detection."
He took my left hand, lifting it in both of his, slipping off my leather glove.
"All it takes is one slip. A misplaced glove, a flash of a slender wrist, tender skin too soft to belong to any man."
His even gaze met mine as he lulled me with his soft tone.
"One mistake, and your deception will be ended."
"If we merely attack for cargo and treasure, we'll never have enough to plan for the inevitable." "As much as I'm loath to admit it, Vincent, you are correct. Eventually, I'll need to end my deception. Not because I fear discovery, but rather because I fear the hangman's noose." I took a deep breath, savoring the smell of the ocean surrounding us. "Governments are taking the events in the region seriously now, and Navy warships patrol the seas heavily. We can't outrun the Navy forever."